Hello, friends, and thank you for joining us in another installment of A Conspiracy of Goodness, playing songs, telling stories, and singing of the goodness of people of America, Larry Long, recording the sounds and stories and songs of our neighbors and friends and fellow citizens, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and together the three of us today are celebrating spring.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are made of dreams and bones. Need a place to call my own, the time is close at hand. Grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain, to my body and my brain, to the music of the land.
Isn't it wonderful? People are coming alive to the sounds of spring. Choirs of birds saying, we're back and we're ready. Snow has melted. Creeks begin to whistle. E.E. Cummings captures some of this in his poem, In Just. In just spring, when the world is mudlicious, the little balloon man whistles far, and we and little Eddie and Bill come running from marbles and piracies. And it's spring, when the world is puddle wonderful, and the old balloon man whistles far, and we and Betty and Isabel come dancing from hopscotch and jump rope. And it's spring, and the goat-footed balloon man whistles far, and we to be mudlicious and puddle wonderful. Reminds me that when I was in about the third grade, I walked home from my grade school for lunch because I had forgotten my lunch. And on the way home, it was starting to melt, and there was water in the gutters, and they were kind of streaming, but there was still snowbanks on the sides of the street, and there was slush. Remember slush? And I had black boots with buckles, and with my black boots and buckles, I was safe, and I kicked the snow off the bank into the street. I took the slush, and I built a dam. And water that was coming down and going into the sewer drain now was puddling up. And it was getting deeper, and I had to get more slush, and I had to get more snow in order to fortify my bank. A car came on the other side of the street, but he saw what I was doing, and he missed my wonderful architecture. And I made that puddle wonderful and mudlicious little pond in the middle of the street. I was so proud. I walked home. My mother said, did you get out of school early? It was only 2:45. I said, no, I just came home from lunch. I never made it for lunch. I got stuck being mudlicious and puddle wonderful. I'm 70 this year. I hope this spring I have the courage to jump in the mud and walk through puddles and remember what it's like to be a third grade boy.
Plant those rows straight and long, season with a prayer and song. Mother Earth will make us strong if we give her loving care. Old crow watching from a tree, got his hungry eye on me. But in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Here we go. Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rain comes tumbling down. Till the rain comes tumbling down.
marvelous, marvelous. Your good friend Pete Seeger tells us, wake up, spring, new life is on its way. The poet Mary Oliver writes this in her poem, Why I Wake Early. Hello, sun in my face. Hello, you who make the morning and spread it over the fields and into the faces of the tulips and the nodding morning glories and into the windows of even the miserable and the crotchety. Best preacher that ever was, dear star that just happens to be where you are in the universe, to keep us from ever darkness, to ease us with warm touching, to hold us in the great hands of light. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. Watch now how I start the day in happiness and kindness. Hello, sun in my face. Thank you for waking me up to the beauty of creation that is expressed in spring.
Mi mujer dormida, viendo así el sol, sobre la montaña, su piel se mostró. Hermosa flor tú eres, fragancia por doquier, su piel café con leche, mi sabor a miel. My woman, she's sleeping, looking up at the sun. From on top of the mountain, her skin tingles from the light of a new day begun. Such a precious flower you are. Your fragrance fills the air. Your skin, coffee and milk, and mine's the taste of honey. Como te amo, mi amor. Cuanto te amo, mi amor. Como te amo, mi amor. Mi cielo, mi vida. I'm so in love with you. I'm in love with all of you. Not just with a part of you. All of me with all of you. Mi mujer dormida.
Larry, you capture the beautiful relationship that our indigenous ancestors had with the natural world. It was human nature, not human and nature. And in spring, both came alive and new life was born and love was experienced. Wendell Berry, the peace of the wild things. When the despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the last least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down with the wood drake, and I rest in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things who do not tax their lives with forethought or grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day blind stars waiting with their light for a time. I rest in the grace of the world and am free. In springtime, we are invited to rest in the grace of the world and be free. It's all good.
Well, that's a beautiful poem, Tom. That's an absolutely beautiful poem. You know, there's a Jewish holiday called Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat. It's a wonderful Jewish holiday that few know about, and it falls at the beginning of spring in the Middle East or in Israel and Palestine. It begins when the winter rains subside and the pink and white blossoms of the almond trees begin to bud. It is for this reason that almonds and other fruits and nuts native to the land of Israel, barley, dates, figs, grapes, pomegranates, olives, and wheat are commonly eaten during a Tu B'Shvat Seder. Trees are part of the natural wonder of our world and have always been sacred. Rabbi Nachman proclaimed, if a man kills a tree before its time, it is though he had murdered a soul. Tu B'Shvat occurs on the 15th day of the Hebrew month of Shavat. It's literally called the New Year of the Trees. In Israel today, it's celebrated as an ecological awareness day like Earth Day, and trees are planted in celebration across the nation. Here's a little song I wrote about Tu B'Shvat, Tom. I wouldn't mind trying to teach it for you. Is that all right?
I'd love to.
And it could be a wonderful closing for this spring episode of Conspiracy of Goodness. And perhaps this song might inspire folks to get out there and plant a few trees.
And be mudlicious.
Can you say after me, Tom? Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Very good, Tom. And you can join us out there in Radio Land, too, just by repeating after me. Follow Tom. Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Plant a tree, let it grow way up high to the sky. Let the seeds fall below. Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Apple, cherry too, peaches, plum, taste like gum. Maple syrup sticks like glue. Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
From the sky to the earth, we do rise way up high from the moment of our birth. Tu B'Shvat.
Tu B'Shvat.
Plant a tree, let it grow way up high to the sky, so the whole wide world will know. Tu B'Shvat. I've really enjoyed being with you today, Tom and Brett. Everybody out there, thanks for listening, and thank you for all that you do.
And for those of you who are now aging, be puddle wonderful. And never, never deprive a child of that wonderful experience. Peace and all good.
You have been listening to Conspiracy of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.